with and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Rants with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, we're in the house, and once again, it's another episode of Those Casual Rants Show. They're brought to you by BMS, Berloren, Manukian, and Shaq Gideon. One of the finest law firms in Southern California. I wouldn't say in the state. I wouldn't say in the West Coast, because anytime you have a success rate that's over, let's say, 95%, I'm about to say 65, 95%, that's strong. Call them at 747-444-4444. Get that free consultation. Ask for Hike, Ani, Ashat, Vahe, David, Shushan. I think those are all the Esquires, fully staffed paralegals. They deal with PI, wrongful death, wrongful firing. Just don't buck no mind with a gun. Because they don't want to deal with murder no more. But they can refer you to a nice criminal lawyer who is probably a family friend. BMS is what they call it. Berloren, Manukian, and Shaq Gideon. 747-444-444-444. Sam, bring in the crew. Bring in everybody. How's everybody doing? Check, mic check.
That was really, you were doing that from memory, Casey.
Thank you. That is seriously impressive, my man. Thank you.
I thought you were reading from a script every week, but that shit's from memory, y'all.
Thank you. I just try to keep a show ready at all times, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got a great panel of Stateside Reds. I got my man Sean out of the PA. What's going on, Sean?
Not much, man.
Ronaldo representing the South. Why did I do that like that?
I don't know.
And my man Big Mikey representing Georgia. Well, they're both in Georgia.
Yeah, also the South.
Very much the dirty South.
I love the South. No, people disrespect the South, and I don't get it. I love the South. But anyway,
rise again.
This is a Manchester United first show.
Don't say that again.
What did I say? I said something. Pause.
No, I think it was me.
Oh, because listen, you got to be careful what you say because there's a pause meter that's ready to go at any moment. So you say anything sus, they're going to pause you up. Anyway, Manchester United has a new boss.
Beautiful club.
It's a beautiful club. It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is a beautiful club. And I think we've been spoiled. Some ways, I think we've been a bit entitled, but those days are all gone. We've all been dealing with reality. And we have a new coach, head coach. He's not a manager. Mm-hmm. Ruben Amorim has a nice track record. I think one thing we can all say we like about him. Well, first of all, we'll get into everybody's first impressions. I'm just going to say what mine first. I like the fact that he's been through some shit because when he got to Sporting was a mess. For God's sakes, they broke into the stadium and attacked the players. That's a mess. Mm-hmm. And he got him to some victories, took him to the top of the league twice. I think they finished fourth and won it twice. I think, but that's good production, and that's getting it. Oh my God, why is there a chick on my damn thing?
Show ready.
But anyway, I didn't introduce Cheese. This is in the studio.
Island Mark in the studio next to Irish Mark.
Yeah, which is also an island.
Exactly.
So it's two Island Marks in the studio.
Shout out to Danish Mark. It's a problem Mumu when Mia. The three of us.
Yeah, Mumu Mia ice cream. Yeah. We might gonna have to get a new ice cream sponsor. Mumu Mia. My man Mark's in the studio for the first time.
Special How's it guest. Going, everyone? It's great to be here.
You know, I can call you a coach, right?
Sure.
Okay.
He knows coaches.
I know
this
coaches.
This is the proof. Here's the proof.
Coaches. All right. Esteemed panel.
All right, so let's get into it. These Stateside Reds. I want to get everybody's opinions on Amorim. We've got to hear him talk. We've heard some quotes, some beautiful quotes. We even got some training, but we'll get into the training session first. Let me get into Ronaldo, what's your first impressions of our new boss? Our new coach? And it's okay. Listen, we are all, at some point, we've all been jaded and we are scared to say, I like him. But if
I'm excited.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Up and down. I'm excited. This is good news. Better energy. I don't know. Guy seems maybe too relaxed for us. Because, you know, we're all jaded. But maybe he's on an edible or maybe he's just a short. We'll see.
That's mad.
I think he's dude, I think he's intense when he needs short. To be.
He said he was breathing in Old Trafford. He's like, you know what? I'm not phased. I'm ready. And yeah. Yo, that's the kind of energy we're going to need straight up and now. The guys that he has to deal with, he's going to need to be the alpha dog in there. And the rest of the table, we're 13th and we're still like 4 points away from fourth. We're in a dog fight, so we're going to need a steady head to guide us. So I'm geeked. I'm ready. Let's go.
Geeked is the word. Mark, let's get your show virginity out the way.
Yeah.
Pop that cherry.
I was just so sure. I was like, no, I'm not going to get gassed up. I'm the king of wait and see. And then over the last couple of weeks, the more I've watched, the more I've read about him, just his energy. I mean, charisma drips from every fucking pore. You know, it's just, he's got whatever it is, he has it. So I am gassed. I am so, so excited. I think he's going to bring the squad. I hope he's going to bring the squad together in a way that we haven't seen, or at least under Eric Ten Hag. I think what he's going to do is kind of similar to what Ole did in his early days in bringing. But I think he's got I think he's got a much better squad. I think he's going to lift the mood. What did we go on? A run of 11 wins in a row or something?
Oh, so that's what you mean, what Ollie brought in his early days.
Yeah, in his early days. Like, but I think he is far superior tactically to Ollie, obviously. So, and we have better players, so hopefully it will lead to better things. But yeah, I'm gassed, man. I can't wait to get started.
You speak very well, by the way.
Thank you.
My man, Mikey. How you feeling? What's your first impressions?
He's sharp. He's a sharp dresser.
Oh yeah, Mikey. So real quick, when I saw him in his Adidas, I was like, "That's my boy."
Yeah, he looks like a smooth operator. He actually kind of looks like he could be Bruno's uncle, older uncle.
Right word.
Cautiously optimistic. Not gonna fall in love with him like I did Ten Hag, like I did Jose, like I did Van Hall. I'm just going to just judge them on the performances, because before we get into the aura and we start liking the guy, then we start putting up these defense mechanisms for when he doesn't perform because we like him. And I did that with Ten Hag, bro. I was 100% guilty with that until I stopped. So just going to judge him on, hopefully he can bring the style of play. The style of play is what's important to me. I don't care to win anything. I know we won't win right away, but style of play, bro. I need to see it. It doesn't need to come soon, but I need to see what he's going to do with this batch of guys. That's all.
And, you know, fair play what you just said, because he basically said that. He's like, there's two sessions. I can't promise y'all nothing. But expect to see something, what we want to do. And we will see an identity. We will see a meaning of play. So fair play to you. He basically said what you said, Mikey. My man Sean, a tactical guru. What's your first impressions?
I'm excited to see it. I like the training sessions. I think these guys are in for a bit of a rude awakening if they didn't like the way Ten Hag was running them ragged, because from what I saw in that training, they were being a ran. I mean, ran up and down the field. But 31 training session, we can't say every training session is going to be like that, if he's going to be just like Ten Hag. I'm excited to see it. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait a week till tomorrow to see my first game. Live at least. At least I'll be able to watch the highlights. But I'm excited to see it.
He's
going beer.
They don't got no Wi-Fi in those woods, Sean, no?
Shit, not deep Poconos.
What's that?
No Wi-Fi in the woods.
No Wi-Fi in the woods, no?
Yeah, there ain't no Wi-Fi in the middle of the fucking forest, man.
Come on, it's the Poconos.
Even if there was, I can't listen to freaking a football game while I'm trying to
catch a
break.
Yeah, that's going.
You never know. Maybe the Bears
behind me watching the game with me. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Maybe the Bears a fan. Yeah, it makes it easier for you. Do your job for you.
Get him a scarf.
I just can't imagine.
I can't kill you now. You're a United fan.
In college, I made the mistake and went deer hunting in West Virginia.
Deer or bear?
Deer. First of all, not the other one. And we sat in the woods for 52 hours up in some tents in a tree, and I didn't see one deer.
I could not think of anything I'd like to do less than that.
Yeah, I went back to campus, and all my teammates was like, Ninja, what is wrong with you?
The only thing I've ever hunted was scousers.
I like that.
Never hunted any other animals.
I like the guy. I think his charisma and the way he's going to be able to connect with players. Oh, Cheese!
Oh, I thought you were going. My bad.
No, go ahead, Cheese.
Here's what I got to say. Heard it all before.
Sweet talk. I knew there was one.
It's true. It's true. In fairness,
you know, like all of these lies, all of these sweet talks. Like the media is on one. I'm actually surprised at how much love he's getting, like across the board. So I'm just like, is this for real? Is this like unanimously? Like he is that guy?
You mean by United media or outside media?
Outside. Like everybody, not like outside of, you know, like everybody's just like, yo, this is the guy, like he's serious. So I'm at the point where I'm just like, are you the guy to solve United's problems? You clearly solved the problems at Sporting
and everywhere else,
and everywhere, exactly.
In like track in like record, 5 minutes,
yeah, like
five
track
minutes,
so it's
everywhere.
Just like, why like, do I don't you want think that, I don't want that to stop, is all I'm saying.
Why
that's
do you think
I'm
the
at
media is so receptive towards him and they weren't like that when Ten Hag first started? Is it a language barrier?
Because they want it Poch.
I think it's the border.
Yeah,
the board.
I think he is way more charismatic than Ten Hag is. I mean, let's just he speaks better. He's better looking. Let's face it. Let's face
it's
it.
It's too much man love tonight.
Come on, yo! I have a lot of United female United supporting friends online. They are all gassed about disappointment. Let me tell you.
All right, that's a new way to look at it.
Tempered expectations. That's where I'm at.
Yeah,
I'm hoping he breaks the curse because whatever he needs a good Obia man.
I think probably the communication has a big thing to do with it, and you know he's successful, quick. He gets it done quick. So, but Premier League is a whole different monster. We all realize that.
A whole different beast.
So one thing happened this week was I wasn't expecting to see this. I don't know if you guys were expecting to see this. We got a glimpse into, well, first, last week we were all concerned about, is he going to go to back three, back four? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of questions in the air. Cat's out the bag. He's like, no, we're doing it my way. Yeah. This is how we're going to do it. So we got a glimpse into the training, and I believe the setup was Malacia, Shaw, Evans, mm-hmm. Euro,
Anthony.
Yep.
We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Midfield combination of Casemiro, Manu,
mm-hmm. Mount and Diallo ahead of him, and then Rashford in front.
So, Sean, we now know he's going to go with the back three. What did you think about that when you saw the training session? First of all, everybody, when we talk, tell me that.
Or is he? Is it a massive ploy to throw?
He ain't got time
no,
for
I
that.
Know. I'm joking.
He ain't got time
I'm
for
joking.
That.
Okay, I'm joking.
No, I like it. I like the fact that he's going in there. I just hope he doesn't just do what Ten Hag did. Mm. You know, just say, screw this, it's not working. You know, right off the bat. So I hope he sticks to the plan. I wouldn't read too much into what you saw in training. You got to remember half the team is out and not coming back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Garnacho doesn't even, and Ugarte don't even play till tonight. So,
is that right?
You know,
Tuesday,
yeah, they play
the
tonight.
Day.
So
yeah.
They're not even back in England yet. So I wouldn't read too much into what's going on in the training. But at the end of the day, he has to start somewhere, and starting with those players and especially having Anthony on there is something that he needs to do, because Anthony's got, we've got a lot of games coming up.
Absolutely.
This is Anthony's last chance.
Absolutely,
if
Sean,
he does not perform in December, he is gone in January.
I don't know this about January, but you're right. So it's his last chance.
Yeah, so a lot of these players, I think, you know, getting him in that mindset. I will give credit to Anthony. The one thing he does do well
is track back.
Track back.
Yes.
So it's all now it's all dependent on him going forward. So, and we all, like, if you watch a lot of the sporting games, he doesn't like to go out wide a lot. He likes to center that ball into the set, like, and keep it in the center. So Anthony might work. I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, everybody gets a clean slate and gets a clean run at it, and whatever, and what happens, happens.
All right, we're going to start the show.
Let's not forget this. The kid's 24, right? Yeah. Salah didn't cut it in the Premier League the first time.
Oh, what?
Salah didn't come good until he was 28.
Oh, no.
Guys, come on. He's not saying he's Mo Salah or going to
be a Salah. Yeah. No. Let's not forget it. Salah was terrible at Chelsea.
Yes, he was
atrocious. Not Anthony terrible.
No, he's not Anthony. But what I'm saying is, let's not forget that he does have time to improve. He's only 24.
No. He doesn't.
That's what I'm getting at. He's still young. He has time to learn under a new manager, learn a new system. So let's not. Right, let's give him December.
I saw an article today. Good point, Sean. I saw an article today in Foot Mob that Klopp actually wanted Anthony as a Salah replacement early on.
Yep, he was on Sky Sports News too.
Yeah, I mean, he was, believe it or not, he was pretty highly rated before we signed him.
Before we signed him. All right, I'll take that.
Before we ruined his career.
Yeah. Before the fidget spinner.
Look, I think he has a very large ego, and he's had a bit of an attitude problem.
Who?
Anthony.
The guy who takes a picture of himself driving his car with the
Lambo and the Rolex. Exactly. Yeah. If and this is a massive if he gets his head together and decides, okay, this is it, I'm going to be playing for fucking Belenenses or whoever in 5 minutes. I play for Man United now. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure I continue to play for Manchester United. Who knows what he can achieve? I don't think he's going to be world class or anything like that, but he can be. He has the talent to be a valuable member of the squad. That's all I'm saying. I think that's what Sean is saying, right?
Best shit I've ever heard someone say about
Anthony. Saying. Like, what I was getting at is it's like not he's going to be Salah. He's got, he's going to, you know, become the new Salah. I'm saying Salah wasn't good when he was young in the Premier League. Anthony is still young. He has time to. He's still not in his prime. 25, 26 is your prime. So he has time to turn this around under a new manager.
Jeez, please jump in. I can't believe what I'm.
No. Listen. It's comforting that Sean, that I have company, because usually I'm the only one backing Anthony.
What?
So welcome aboard, Sean. Secondly,
MR. I'm not there yet, mate. I'm not there yet.
And I'm not trying to go away from Anthony. I just wanted to say, how does everybody feel about Rashford as a nine?
Wait a minute.
Just on the topic of just like getting the best out of players, how you feel about Rashford as a nine?
Mikey, hold on, freeze. Mikey, tell me your thoughts of when you peeked in at our practice. This went to an Anthony love session. I could not believe.
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard any love. I've heard if this happens, then he could be okay. I don't know if that's love.
Okay.
I think that's like maybe.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like
not saying love.
It's
I'm
like if you lose 10 pounds. I could like you.
Sean, I've heard you say Anthony is shit. We need to get rid of him as soon as possible. I've heard you. I'm Sean.
New coach Bounce.
You're my
new coach
Sean.
Bounce. New coach Bounce.
Oh, new coach Bounce. Yeah. Mikey.
Manager.
Mikey.
The manager wants to get rid of him next week.
Yes.
I'll back him.
Okay. Exactly. All right.
New manager. Back the team. Back the manager.
Whew. I'm sweating. Mikey, your thoughts of your peek into this training sessions, anything that caught you, anything that you thought was, I like that part.
Man, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Anthony is a bum. I'm sorry. He's a bum. There's no change in the fact that he's one-footed. He won't put, he hardly could put a cross. Guy couldn't cross the street. All right. And he can't beat a man. He is only pacey. 1v1 is hard for him to beat a man. We haven't seen him beat a 1v1, a guy, in a long time. In a long time, we haven't seen it. Brazilian? Brother, turn your passport in. Hand it to me. You're not Brazilian playing like that. There's no flair. There's no nothing. There's no anything. He's from that new Brazilian contingent. The contingent that Ronaldinho says, bro, I can't even watch these guys. That's Anthony. So, no. I'm not giving him another chance to do anything. I've seen enough. Enough's enough. I know you guys, everybody's happy to have a new manager. And yeah, and I get that. I get the elation, but I'm not. No, brother, I'm done.
Mikey, I think you're gonna be happy because I don't expect to see much of him. I mean, whenever I don't think he'd have been a part of that starting 11 in the training session if everyone else wasn't on international duty. You know what I mean?
All right, Mikey. Continue.
Squad player at best.
I'm not making a big deal of the training session, bro. I'm not making all the guys aren't back. It's such not, but to think Anthony tracking back is a minimum of defending.
Agreed.
You have to track back. Like I'm not. He tracked back. That's how far. That's how low we've gotten. And when a guy tracks back, we're all hard for it. Like, yeah, whatever. I don't think he could defend. He can't defend as far as I've seen. He gets back. He has intensity. He has pace. But I don't know. I'm done on him. But hopefully he does. Hopefully he proves me wrong. We'd love to be proved wrong.
Hey, we gotta be proved wrong. Otherwise, we're screwed on
price. Ronaldo, your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wish him the best because we need the squad depth, and you know, if you wanna improve the squad, we need guys that we could sell. And right now, he's not sellable. A bunch of guys aren't sellable. We'll see if Amarin could train him up. You know, being a coach, you know, maybe polish him up. He looks good in the system. I think he could defend a little bit, but an attack, he is too predictable. Like, this is like street futsal. Yeah. He waits for two people to square him up and then does a fidgety thing and loses the ball.
Can I like, talk about one person who...
Pass the ball and run, you know? Play it simple.
Can I talk about one player who stood out to me in that training session? I gotta say, Mason Mount. I thought Mason Mount looked, he was getting in all of the right positions, making runs from deep, arriving in the box. Obviously, it's very, very, very minimal what we saw. But from what I was seeing from Mason Mount in that, reminded me of Chelsea Mason Mount at his best.
And I'm going to piggyback up, pause, on you on that one. The coach was definitely giving him a lot of positive, like good run, Mount. That's Mace. Call the Mace.
Yeah,
he's really backing him. He's saying like, "This is what I want to see from you." So yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you. Mason Mount did look good, but he's another Pringle chip. Mm-hmm. How you feel? What did you get out of practice?
He looked good in Tenok's practice, also. So just saying, like this, like literally. Amarin's training practice legit reminds me of summer preseason.
Well, I heard that.
We were geeked at UCLA.
But wasn't Rude running him?
Yeah,
in summer?
Yeah. Rude was all up in the mix at UCLA. But I'm just saying, like, we were gassed.
Of course, it all depends on if he can stay fit.
Yeah, we were all gassed at that training session, and we thought Mount looked sharp and Rashford looked sharp.
But here's the thing: I think in Amarin's system, where it's 2 sixes and 2 eights. Mount can do what he's best at without having those kind of intense defensive duties that he had. Because when we lost the ball in Ten Hag's system, it's like, oh, hey, just come on through, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas now he can get into those same positions and not put the team's defensive solidity at risk at the same time.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
The best, I was going to say, the best ever Mason Mount we've ever seen as a player was in the same system at Chelsea.
Yeah.
When they won the Champions League.
Under Thomas Tuchel, absolutely.
Yeah. They played he played that exact position. So he knows the position. He knows it already. So Amarim's gonna like him. He knows how to play it. He's gonna like Ugarte. He's gonna like all the players that have played in that system before.
Yep.
That's what stood out in training is his attention to his players already.
Well, I was just
for
about
being
to say.
There for such a short time. It was like he knows these mofos already.
Yeah.
Well, they're all like pretty much famous international players. He should know.
He should, but I'm just saying, I wasn't getting that vibe from Ten Hag because Ten Hag is like he didn't know what to do with his players, and this dude is barely 2 weeks in or two training sessions in, and is like on it.
That was his first one.
Yeah.
You pretty much said what I was going to say. I love the fact that he was pulling Kobe inside and said, "Kobe, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this." I love the fact that he was putting a body on Johnny Evans. And I love the fact that his other coaches, they're all in sequence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no one sitting there going,
yeah,
They're all telling him, no, do it like this, do it like this. And I like the same one thing page. He said to Lenny Euro, you look confused. Everybody run back to the line. I love that. That's, you know, you're getting discipline, you're getting stand-up, you're getting training, you're getting coaching, and it's all in one thing. So I was very impressed with him by that. I think the fact that he's, we all know that, we all heard about it. He's going to come in. Each guy's going to have a personal training, his way that he sees you in his thing. It's already started. We already can see it. I mean, I like that the people that we saw, like, in pre-positions, like Shaw as a center back, mm-hmm. I like that because I don't think Shaw has the rapid ability to be on this on wing, this wing back thing. I don't know who's going to do
survival
it.
Survival of the fittest.
It's going to be a raw deal. Because you got to remember, Mazzarri is going to be there. DeLow's going to be there. Malacia, he looked better. I know the first.
And all the wingers. Touch. All the wingers come into contention for those spots as well.
Anthony, I'm going to say his name, yes. Garnacho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Diallo, but, I think, might be used more in the central half space.
Okay, well, let's jump onto the... Go ahead, Mikey. I see you.
Good Lord. Okay.
Sorry, Mikey. I'm sorry.
I'd like to say... Yep. I'll run up in mouth.
Sorry, Mikey. Sorry.
No, you're good.
We up here with your adversary, son.
What I like about Amarim is that he's kind of... His last playing season was 2017.
Yeah.
So he's seen and experienced the new football. He's seen it and played in it. He was 32 at that time.
Yeah.
So he's not far removed from the game. Shit. As far as how he's not going to be a dinosaur. He knows a lot of these guys that have played. Mm-hmm. He's going to know the tendencies of a lot of them that are in the league, or, you know. So I like that. I think that's something special that we have over a lot of managers.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. Some of them are relics.
Yeah,
some of
them
they're going to play one way. They don't know how to play any other way, and that's it. And then some of them are, they're better. You know, you have your peps or whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? Emery's there. You know, Arteta's there. But, like, I feel like that's going to help him. That recent experience in the game is going to help him out. I think that's what sets him apart differently. So I'll give him that. I didn't give him that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, he played with Lindelof, didn't he?
Yeah. He did, yeah.
So that's an odd little cool quirk right there. I mean,
played against Johnny Evans.
Yeah, he's like, you remember when Johnny scored against him? Johnny, he scored. Yeah. So you're right, Mikey. I think there's a new wave of coaches in there. There's a young energy coach. We used to think like, you want a guy with experience, da, 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 da. But now you got to be able to relate to today's footballer. Today's footballer has his own profile, mm-hmm. his own brand, his own entity, and somehow you got to bring all those together, put it, and be able to have all that work out and have one team unit. One thing I like about what I heard him say in a quote is he said there's a team tempo. That means if a guy's not holding up the team tempo, I'm subbing him out immediately. I don't care if it's the 25th minute, the 30th minute, he's got to get out. That's one thing I love. I think his in-game management is another thing we're all going to love about him, exactly, because he wants the team to be not – a player, but the team to be playing at a tempo. So we're going to be excited about it. Let's get into players. Let's talk about players, and I'm going to need y'all help on this. Now, we know there's going to be a dual 10. Is it a dual 6?
Dual 6, yeah.
And there's going to be a striker thing. Now, the striker thing, I want to go there first because Mikey and I had a debate last night, and I think Rasmus, and I know I'm jumping the gun right here. I'm just going to go from strikers, and we go to the positions then, okay?
20 goal strikers.
So now we've hearing rumors that Rashford might be considered as a striker. Kind of makes sense.
Need the depth.
Because if you think about it, that dual 10 thing, Bruno's one of them.
Right.
I could be one of them.
Exactly. So hold that. Don't go too far. Let's go back to the strikers. I think Rasmus can score 20 goals for us. And I know Mikey's
Not this season. Based on the fact that he's done it before in another league, because he hasn't,
exactly.
Yeah, but go ahead, Mikey. I'll let you jump.
Based on the fact that he did it in the Premier League last year, because he didn't. So I want to know, what's this based on? Is it just vibes?
No, it's not vibes. It's our new system. It's so geared on getting service to your striker. We saw it in the trainer. He was like, get the ball into the striker. It's a thing.
I think he has, like, physically anyway, and he's a lot more raw at this stage. I think he has a lot of the same raw materials that Gyökeres has.
Oh, thank you.
Now, he's nowhere near the
yeah, but what was Gyökeres before that?
But exactly. When Gyökeres was 20, he was playing for he was in Brighton's reserves. So could Rasmus end up being that striker? Well, I would hope so. We spent, yeah, whatever, 73 million quid on him. I would fucking hope he ends up being that striker. Now, is that next season? I hope so. Can he end up getting like 50, between 15 and 20 like he did last season, this season, between now and the end of the season? I hope so. But Mikey's right. At the moment,
I'm just joking. I'm just fucking with you.
At the moment, these are all I hope so's. And that's all they are.
Sean, I need your back.
Pause.
Marcus Rashford played 11, scored 1. Rasmus Højlund played 7, scored 1.
Yeah, but
That's all you need to know. Rashford's passed. I think Rashford's done. Okay. I think he needs to go. Wow. Let me go back to the stat of what makes me think he can. Gyökeres. When Gyökeres went to Sporting, was barely scoring a goal. The coach got Gyökeres scoring the goals.
Yeah.
The coach got him playing.
Yeah.
Completely different system. This system is perfectly designed for Rasmus Højlund. Now, I can be wrong, but when you're playing through the middle and not so much out wide, and if he can get Rasmus Højlund to work from his side instead of working, because if you watch any Man United game, Rasmus's back is always to the fucking goal.
Yeah.
It's always to the goal. He'll lay one off, run in, no one passes it to him. You can't score goals if no one is passing to you. You can't score goals if you're in a position and no one's getting you the ball. Like, you just can't do that. So this system is designed for the striker. Like, they put, like, if you look at Gyökeres will come back one layoff, the 10 will play straight through the middle. Now, who's our fastest player? By a fraction.
Rasmus
Højlund.
Oh, okay.
Højlund, then Rashford. By a fraction.
So, like, Rashford.
By like a tenth of a second.
But it doesn't matter. Like it.
Fraction, hey.
How many goals did Rashford score last year?
What like Vin
11, many, 11 I think.
How many goals did Rashford score last year?
11 or 12, I think.
This is another argument.
Like 11 or 12?
17 for Rasmus Højlund. 17.
16.
In his first season in England.
16,
17. Yeah. On one off. Okay. It don't matter. It was his first year in England.
Yeah.
Like, Rashford was shocking last year.
He was.
He's still bad.
That's another argument. I don't have nothing to do with Rashford. All I'm saying is, what's the name? Gyökeres is doing that. He's doing that for Sporting. It's a whole nother league. Now Rasmus has been in this league for a year now. He's been able to see it. He's been playing in some big competitions. He scored us some big goals already. But he's playing in a new league that you guys love to say is way better than Liga NOS. You guys love to say that.
Wait a minute,
that.
I said so that.
I'm taking into account everybody said at least once.
You're not wrong.
I think everyone's in agreement that the Premier League is significantly
better. Yeah, you're not wrong, but I also know you're not watching
Belenenses
on Tuesday. Yeah. Like, you're not doing that. So you're not really a good judge of saying how much better it is.
Yeah.
But anywho, like I said, this guy's playing in we've seen this in the top league in the world, right? So, like, he has to just show us that he could do it. He has to show it.
Go ahead, Ronaldo. I think the ingredients today, his strike rate's pretty good. The volume of chances aren't there.
Yeah.
He's not a bum. He converts his chances. Whenever he gets them, he does it.
Yeah.
And, as we've all alluded to, the system that Ruben's going to employ, Rasmus is not going to do a lot of tracking back into midfield. He's not going to be there. He's gonna be living in the box. Pause. And
that's fine. You can say living in the box.
Living in the box is that's good. That's kosher.
But yeah, you're gonna have Kobe. You're gonna have Kobe bringing the ball up, and you're gonna have your two tens cutting in. Hopefully not shooting all the goddamn time. Hopefully passing the ball. hopefully doing some 1-2s in the box, you know, threading him through the lane so he could bust off of the left, bust off of the right, get some shots on goal, get some goals. I think it's there, but, you know, it's a good bet. Can't say it's a guarantee, but it's a good bet he's going to score more goals.
I just don't think he's there yet. I'm not saying he'll never do it. I'm just don't think he's there yet. I think he's still
he's
young.
Not, Mikey. He, that's
he's
just
still
a fact.
Raw. He's still there. Raw, and a lot of time he wants to wrestle for the damn ball. Or sometimes he's too fast for the fucking ball sometimes. He's way too fast for it. Or I've seen him whiff on a few that were right in front of the goal. I've seen him do that. He has that bozo gene in him sometimes.
Mikey,
so
what?
Like, clinical isn't the word I would use to describe him, but I do think he can get it. I just don't. I think we're about 2 or 3 years from this system maturing for him to start scoring that.
I don't know if we're 2 or 3 years away from it, but I do. So I agree with you, and like what Sean said is correct to an extent, but there have been too many times where. So part of creating space to yourself is for yourself as a striker is when you drop deep. Is you first of all have to be able to hold a ball up effectively and then lay it off. And then you go. Far too often the play breaks up when Rasmus receives the ball with his back to goal. He's far too worried about wrestling with the central defender behind him than controlling the ball, releasing it, and then getting on his toes into the box. Now, I completely agree he has not had good enough service. People not passing enough to him. But part of that is his own fault.
Last year, his number one assist giver was Onana.
Yeah, exactly. But part of that, just like Mikey said, he's raw. He's 21. There are areas of his game he needs to work on. That is a big part. Because if you look at Jokeris, he's not just hanging around the edge of the box. He is coming deep. He is getting involved in play. He's laying off his teammates, which then drags defenders out of position, which then creates space in behind those defenders for him to run into. He has to be better at that.
My problem is, if Rasmus did that now, the ball still won't go over the top to him. That's my problem.
Absolutely. But under this system, it will. We're going to see real quick.
That's the problem that he has. He just doesn't get the ball. 4 shots this year.
Yeah.
4. For a striker, it's insane.
Yeah, but he has to take more shots himself.
Say it again.
How many games has he played? 7. Has he been out?
7.
So how many games have we played in total?
11, I believe.
Oh, and we're just talking league, right?
Yeah.
All right, we get. Damn, the striker took a long time. Yeah. Oh, shit. But that's good. This is good points. I sounds like everybody's bailing on Rashford.
He's not a number 9. But he never was. He never will.
What else?
New coach, new system now. So are we giving up on him?
Because he's not a number nine, right?
He
can play other places.
No, yeah.
He might ball out because he's
on the left wing.
He has like less. He's like, he has less, if he's playing, you know, on the, not the,
that left 10.
Not the wing back. Yeah, the left 10.
I don't know.
I think he's going to attack in mid. Yeah, because he has less ground cover, less men.
Because I think it's stupid to write anybody off.
He's going
to
shoot.
Yeah, I think it's stupid to write anybody off at this stage. We have no idea what this manager can get out of any of that. Fair enough. But you know what I mean? We have no idea what this manager is going to bring out of this player or that player. I guarantee you there's going to be players that we thought were guaranteed successes under this manager who are not going to be. And there's players who we are writing off who are going to be, we're all going to be going, oh, wow. Didn't know this guy could do this. Didn't know this guy was capable of this, you know?
Interesting. I want to get to the dual 10s. We've got 10 minutes, but shit.
10 minutes for the dual.
We're not getting through this.
Well, I mean, this is my whole thing is we know Bruno's one of them.
Yeah.
And then you got Ahmad.
And you got Mount.
And you got Mount.
And you got maybe Rashford, maybe Garnacho. Yeah.
Well,
Rashford.
Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
And you got Eriksen. And you got Eriksen.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. Eriksen's not going to play.
I mean, he'll be gone. He'll be gone in the summer, I think.
Mourinho said he wants him.
Okay.
Hopefully, it can happen in January, but no one's going to leave in January because we can't let anybody go right now. Well, so we know Bruno's going to be one of them, and Ahmad's getting great reports off 2 sessions. Mount looked lively. Where does Rashford fit into all this?
I mean, as the
striker,
yeah, no.
He has to be a nine.
As the backup nine.
But what about Zerski?
This is my thing.
Zerski does not. I don't.
What did Amarin say to him? Did Amarin straight up be like, yo, I'm not playing you on the left? Like, you are going to be a striker?
Well, in camp, the only person he had in camp was Rashford.
He doesn't have anybody else.
Yeah.
To play.
Sean, let me get you your thoughts real quick. The dual 10 is a different thing. And we know Bruno's one of them. Go ahead.
Honestly, Sean, go.
Go ahead.
I think right off the bat, I think he's going to play Mount.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because Mount knows the system. Mount can create goals. Not necessarily
Mace.
Score.
It's Mace.
Is anyone at like the Champions League final with City versus Chelsea? That through ball was insane.
To Havertz?
Like, he set up the goal to win the Champions League. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to go with someone that can create chances right off the bat.
Yeah.
But to that point.
Very selfless. Mountain Bruno, selfless.
So, wait, real quick, I just want to jump in and say everybody's favorite girl, Alice Talks Football, thinks Bruno's going to be on the outs in this system.
Nah.
You know how all of us are just like, oh, Bruno's going to, it's going to be clicking for Bruno?
I don't know.
Alice was like, she thinks Bruno's going to be. She doesn't think the system's going to fit Bruno.
This system puts Bruno in the positions where Bruno can do the most damage on a much more consistent basis.
Alice said that.
I thought she was trolling like me, man.
Oh, you admit you're a troll.
I thought we knew this.
You can get it wrong, too, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Alice in Blunderland.
Yeah, I don't see how Bruno doesn't fit in the system, actually.
I thought it was crazy talk, man.
You know, Alice drinks a lot.
Oh, okay. Say less.
Yeah, I know. She drinks a lot. I just want you to know that. She just graduated college, but she's always like, I'm hungover. So just got to remember, she's on the sauce.
Noted.
And I love her for that.
Now I get
Alice
it.
Alice has been partying with David Coote too much.
Oh, wow. What a mess.
I think the question is not necessarily the tens.
Yeah.
The wingbacks is more important.
Yeah. The wingbacks. Mm-hmm. They get established a width on the pitch.
They're so vital for the system.
That's the big question.
Let's get to that. We got 10 minutes to get into the wingbacks. Fuck the tens.
Mazraoui's a bolt with a bullet has to be one of them.
Has to be.
Everybody else is fighting for the other position. Yep. Mazraoui can play on both ends. He can do it on both sides. He's been our best player
all this season.
Yep. So consistent. Yep.
He's been brilliant.
Everybody else is fighting for that position. Mazraoui can have whatever position. If he says, I want to play on the right, everybody get to the left and do it fast.
And Mikey, with Martinez being out maybe for a couple of games, would you play him in center back for now?
Ooh.
Nah. Mazraoui?
Shaw's going to play on
the right. Well, Shaw can't play there right away. Jesus Christ. He's going to play one game.
I guarantee you, if Martinez is out on Sunday, Shaw will be starting.
Lindelof's hurt, right?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah.
And Maguire's still hurt.
That's why I said it. Like, Maguire's still hurt. Lindelof's hurt. So Martinez is hurt. That's why I said it for the first game. Would you play him there?
At what, center back?
As one of the three center backs. Just because so many defenders are out.
Instead of who?
Instead of who? You got to play Maserati in the wing. That's a vital position.
Johnny Evans there.
It's going to be Yaro De Ligt and Shaw, surely.
I don't know if he risks Shaw straight away.
I think he might.
Yeah, I don't think he has a choice, John.
I might put Johnny Evans there for Ipswich, because Ipswich.
Yep.
He can handle Ipswich. And then give Shaw some burn at the end of the game to test his fitness. I give him the 20 minutes, 25 minutes of burn at the end, but I think Johnny Evans is...
Yeah.
Not dead. He's not. I know he's geriatric, but
he's been brilliant.
He can still do a job. He can still do a job for Ipswich. Yeah, he's been great. I mean, you know, given his age, he's been great.
Given anything, he's just been good, flat out good.
I hear what you're saying, Sean, but Mazraoui on the wing is so vital. I think he's built for one of those positions.
I don't know. I got it. I love him, but I don't know if he has these. The wing backs in this formation got to be able to produce offensively. He hasn't shown...
Anthony's out.
Well, yeah, maybe. Oh, no, I'm not saying start Anthony either.
So who else is there?
Maybe Garnacho. Maybe Garnacho on the right. Who knows? Look, I'm not saying Mazraoui can't do it either. I've yet to see him look really dangerous in the opposing team's half. He put in a really good cross for Bruno's or the own goal against Leicester. Apart from that, we've not seen a whole lot from him offensively. He's been stellar.
He hit off the post in another game. When he ran free. They made him play a 10. He played that pretty well.
Wasn't our worst 10.
Look, you guys could all be 100% right. I haven't seen a lot of him in terms of offensive production.
Fair.
Looking dangerous in the final third to say, this guy needs to be our wing back. I'm of the wait and see. Let's see what Amorim thinks.
Ronaldo, how do you feel about that? Maserati. We speak glowingly about Maserati on this.
He's been.
I think so far he's been like mainly on the defensive side. So yeah. I agree with people's like with their trepidation about him in attack. But we'll see. I feel like he might just go as far as like the half line or whatever and lay it off to if it's on the right. Let him out cook or Bruno.
But you can't do that though, Ronaldo.
In that position,
you have to provide the width in the attack. Because if you just stop, then the defense can just collapse in. And not if you're not providing width in the final third, then that cuts down the space for everybody else in final third.
It's Jamaican. Some Jamaican shit right
what
there.
What do you mean? The Irish don't pronounce their T's. What's 3 trees? A small forest.
Two things are telling, lad. Yeah,
yeah. All right, so we got 5 minutes. This was an excellent show. We all failed to realize. Well, we haven't failed to realize. It feels like we're in preseason mode. I kept telling Mark. Yeah. It feels like we're in preseason mode. But yeah. There's a game this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
3-0.
Wow.
Five. We got, man, I'm going to put 5 on it for the new coach.
Okay, so, Mikey, are you writing this down?
Anthony goal, Anthony assist.
We try to, whoever gets the score gets, you're the Oracle of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 3-0.
If I ever get Oracle of the Week, I'm getting tatted on me. You got 3-0?
3-0. Sorry, 0-3. Just to be clear.
Okay, okay.
Just to be clear, because we're away from home.
Ronaldo.
1-3 United. Let's go.
Okay. Pretty cool. Damn, Ronaldo took my score.
0-5.
I'm sticking with it.
Anthony goal and assist. Watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Anthony goal and assist. 5-0. 5 clots.
You got some more of that? You smoking?
Nope.
I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, my God.
Sean.
3-1 United. I think the defense is a little. It's their first game. I think there's going to be kinks to be sorted out. Yeah. So I don't see us not conceding.
I see.
Plus, they put a couple past Tottenham pretty easy. So
it's Tottenham, lads.
Yeah, but it's Tottenham.
I know it's Tottenham, but at the end of the day, like you got to remember,
this
is a brand new system for these guys to be playing. They got it, you know. There's going to be kinks to work out.
Fair.
I think we're going to win comfortably, but I think there's going to be. Something happens that we end up giving a goal.
It's going to be an oops.
Yeah. I have a quick question. Yeah. How shocked is everyone going to be if when the team sheet comes out and the formation comes out on Sunday, we're playing 4-3-3? How shocked is everyone going to be if that happens?
I think there's going to be a lot of...
My scream.
I'm going to go to the social media and see who's the first person to say, what the fuck is going on
here? I thought we were getting a new manager with new ideas. What's going on here?
Somebody's going to cry. Yeah.
Somebody's going to bother.
Bad down here, me.
That is excellent. I'm also going with the 1-3 United... I don't see it. I can't see us not giving up a goal. I think there's going to be an oopsie somewhere. You're asking guys to... I mean, because they're all not going to train together for the first time till what, tomorrow?
Yeah,
tomorrow. Thursday.
No,
Thursday.
Thursday.
So that's going to be a walkthrough.
Not Thursday. So they'll be flying back tomorrow. Then they'll have a kind of ease-in warm-up day on Thursday.
So all they're going to have is walkthroughs.
Friday is going to be their
it's
first
It's just going to be all walkthroughs. Season. These guys today... Today will be the last hard day, really. Maybe tomorrow.
No. Friday will be a proper session. Saturday, because we don't play till Sunday, remember? So Saturday, then is travel.
Boy.
Wait.
I changed my score.
Okay.
I'm going 2-3 United.
Oh, a thriller.
Two oopsies.
A thriller for the Tractor Boys. Mikey, you.
2-0. I feel like we score too early. Well, we score one in the first half. One maybe in the 70th minute, kill off the game, play them down. They'll have a couple chances at goal like Leicester did, but we'll we'll shut that down. I think they play well against Tottenham, but we're not Tottenham, bro.
No. Well, we know whenever we play a team, we get their best effort, and we forget who's coaching.
New manager bounce.
Yeah,
we forget who's coaching, and he's going to be up for it. So I'm going to go with the 2-3. I cannot wait to see this lineup.
I'm going to
be. You were talking about like earlier about how he gets players off real early.
Yeah. He's
suddenly Anthony starts and he's off in the 25th minute.
That's fine.
I'm going to be watching this from the beach in Tulum. Quintana Roo in Mexico.
Dude, yeah. Everybody else is living these
That's
lives.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Sean, how's that compare to being in the tent looking for a goddamn beer?
I ain't in no tent. I ain't no pussy sitting in no tent. Sitting out there in the ice cold snow.
All right, well,
Sean,
guys.
Sean, I'll have a cerveza for you, buddy.
All right.
Guys, this has been another one of those Casual Red Show. But I want to thank Sean, Mikey, Ronaldo, Cheese, Mark. This has been an excellent show. This has been an excellent show.
Great show.
Tune in to Monday for the guys on United 1878 United Fan Zone 24. Everybody tune in, watch it. Sean and Mikey do a great thing. I will be tuned in supporting him. Hopefully we're all happy come next Monday.
Thank you, guys. Great show.
Great show.
Yeah, really enjoyable.
Up the fucking res. Everybody have a great evening. We're out. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I said.
Jeremy Sanchez and Mikey Douglas. Only on LA Talk Radio.